Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking this week and praying about the awe of Christmas, and really looking at a section of scripture centers in on the shepherds and their encounter with Jesus, and learning from it, and the awe that was present within that time, and the awe that we ought to live with. Yesterday we talked and prayed about the awe of response, and how God's word, his message, ought to produce in us a response, our awe of Christ and our awe of his message. Should lead us to do something. Today, we're going to talk specifically about the awe of discovery. And it's kind of that next step. Once we respond, what's the result? And Luke 2:16, it says, "So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger." They'd been approached by the angels. An angel gave them this good news of great joy. And their response was, "Well, let's go check it out." And by their willingness to check it out, they encountered just what they had been told. They found Mary and Joseph. They found the baby. And when we think about this awe of discovery, this element of finding what we're looking for is probably central oftentimes to the awe that we experience. And unfortunately, we get to a point where we create in our mind the way things ought to be. And when we encounter Christ in life, and it's not quite what we were expecting, we sometimes lack the awe that we ought to have. But then there are other times where what we find is so much more than we ever imagined. And it increases, or at least ought to increase, our level of awe in that situation. A year and a half ago, I had the opportunity with my family to head to Colorado and eastern Utah. And I had read about these areas. I had been to Colorado area time or two before. Was always on prayer trips then, and did a little sightseeing, but not extensively. But to realize the incredible greatness of creation in that part of the world. I had heard about it. I had read about it. I have seen pictures of many of these national parks and areas. But when they say a picture just doesn't do it justice, this is one of those areas that I think that applies to. And even though I was following up and visiting places that I had read about and had heard about, there was still this awe of discovery to actually set foot in the midst of those places. To see it for myself, to photograph it, to encounter the real thing. And I think that's a glimpse into what ought to happen when we respond to Jesus, when we discover who he is. We read about him, we hear sermons about him, we are taught about Jesus. And much of that probably produces at least some level of awe that leads to a response. But how many times does Jesus show up in your life? Not that he's ever missing. When we talk about him showing up, we're not talking about him coming and going. We're generally, even if that's what we think we mean, we're generally talking about our recognition of his presence coming and going. And we become amazed and we're grateful that he did this or he did that, or his presence calmed us in this way, or enlightened us, or encouraged us, or brought us comfort. And it's in the experiencing of God's presence, of his Spirit with us, that our awe of Christ grows. It's this awe of discovery. We move beyond the theory into the reality. I think of the testimony of the villagers after this Samaritan woman at the well encounters Jesus, and her life is turned upside down in a very good way. And she goes back and tells the entire village about this encounter with this man that knew everything about her, and continually asking that question, could this be the Messiah? And there was a sense of awe that created a response in the lives of the people. But near the end of the story, it says many of the people said that we now believe not just because of her testimony, but because we have experienced it with our own eyes, with our own with our own ears. We've moved beyond the awe of response to an awe of discovery because we have experienced who Jesus is. As we live life, we move from theoretical awareness to a practical life. And I don't know about you, but there are so many things in my life that look good on paper. They sound good when we talk about them. But we attempt it and it just doesn't turn out the way we expected. This encounter with Jesus is, well, it's opposite of that. it ought to create in us an awe of discovery as we realize it's better than we could ever have imagined. It's more real than we ever dreamed possible. And it's in this desire to not only hear God's message, to not only spend time in His Word, but discover that it's more than just stories. It's a relationship. It's more than just information. It's a transformation. And we grow in this awe of Christ as we grow in our discovery of how involved He is. Not just in that going and preparing a place for us and coming back someday to take us to Himself. It's not an uninvolved God in our life. It's a very present God. The psalmist writes and says, our God is an ever-present help in our time of need. And when we recognize that God does not change, He doesn't fluctuate and move about like shifting shadows that are hard to predict and impossible to catch. When we pursue Christ, He promises that He will be found. And our awe grows as we discover the very real and awesome presence of Christ in our life. As what became the early church gathered to celebrate Pentecost, a very traditional gathering, a very common gathering. This annual gathering and celebration, this Feast of Weeks, the Bible tells us that God's Spirit descended upon the apostles, and Peter gets up and teaches and proclaims the message of Jesus. And how He came and lived and taught and was arrested and crucified and rose again. And the response of the crowd was a response of awe, but it was also a response that led to discovery. As they cry out, what should we do? And Peter tells them that they should repent and be immersed into Christ, every one of them. That they would receive forgiveness of sin and the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the joyous awe of discovery when we realize that God's Spirit takes up residence within us. And we have this encounter with the living God. That's more than momentary. That's more than chance. It's a lifelong encounter because His Spirit dwells within us. If that doesn't produce an awe in our life, then I'm not sure anything will. This awe of discovery says, I gaze deeply into God's Word and I discover that He is with me, that He loves me, that He cares. And it's not just with me, it's not just loving me, it's not just caring for me. I discover that this is His response to the world. And I discover this is the response that He wants me to have towards others. Today, as we spend time praying, it's a question we ought to ask ourselves. How impressed am I by what I've discovered in God's Word? Have I discovered more than a book? Have I discovered a relationship with God through Jesus Christ? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has not only given us the information we need for godliness and righteousness, Your love has given us direction. It has given us Yourself. And it calls for us to discover Your goodness, discover Your presence, discover Your love. Discover that what Your Word says is true. and particularly what it says about You and Your love for us. So Father, as we respond to Your Word, may it be a response of discovery that fills us with an awe. This great reverence for You. As we continually discover not only how much You love us, not only how much You're involved in our life, but we discover Your presence, a presence that never leaves us nor forsakes us. A presence that fills us. And may that filling of Your presence create an awe that not only encompasses us, but draws others to You. Father, I pray that Your Spirit, especially as we celebrate this Christmas season, would fill us with a great awe. That our reverence for You would impact greatly the way that we live, the way that we speak, the way we interact with others. May we see ourselves more clearly as You see us. As a beloved child, as a valuable creation of Yours, as someone that's useful and important and desired. And Father, for all of those listening today that may question who they are and where they fit in and if anybody cares or not, for those dealing with great discouragement and loneliness and isolation, Father, may they not only be aware and discover Your presence, but may every one of us be more aware of our role in representing Your presence wherever we go. Father, today may we represent Jesus well. May we lift Him up in the things that we say and do so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.